Luke unrolled the end of the cable from the spool and turned to Bayard. Dig a little furrow. Your boot heel will do fine. Out to the edge of the field. Then along any dirt or sand street, out to the edge of town. Then lay the first section of cable in that furrow and cover it over. I don't want the cable to be visible to anyone in town. Then roll the spool out as far as the cable will go and attach the last data pad at that point. Bayard grunted, nodded, and got to work on his task.
Got it.
Ben unhooked his data pad from the hatch's exterior jack, then tapped an 8-digit code into the keypad. The hatch hissed. Ben grabbed the metal ring on top and pulled it open. Warm air flowed out. Luke peered in, gauged which portions of the hatch's permacrete cylinder were free of electronic housing boxes, and straightened. He unclipped his lightsaber and activated it, then pushed its tip slowly into the side of the permacrete, forcing a hole clean through the material. Ben looked at him in mock irritation.
And if you were going to do that anyway, why did I go to all the trouble to break their security?
Trust me. Luke switched his weapon off, replaced it on his belt, and threaded into the hole a length of Bayreuth's cable about 10 meters in length.
Use some space tape to affix that to the permacrete and disguise its presence, and plug up the hole I made.
After Bayard's return, once he and Kandra began the process of rolling the spool along the furrow and burying the cable, the Skywalkers and Vistara entered the hatch and pulled it closed behind them. Descending a ladder that was nothing but durasteel rungs stapled into the permacrete wall, they climbed down into the pumping station. Its floor, 5 meters below, was natural stone, a sloping tunnel left by water movement in ancient times. Once he'd reached the floor, Luke used more tape to fix the cable to the wall and then spliced one of the data pads to its end. He spent a few minutes entering a simple comm program. Then he nodded.
We have confirmation from Kandra. They have the transmitter set up at the far end. We have reliable communications with the outside world for the time being.
He looked up at Vistara.
The Sith woman who attacked us. Can you get a message to her or her colleagues?
She gave him a startled look.
I'm not in contact with her, but I know all the normal protocols. Comm frequencies they monitor, alert codes my people customarily use. If I were to transmit a message a handful of ways, one or all of them would reach her.
Luke handed her the data pad.
Please do. Tell them where we are and that Abeloth is here.
She took the data pad but looked at him, uncertain.
Come on, Vistara. You did summon the Sith to Namchurios, didn't you? Because you knew that without the power they could muster, we could never contain and destroy her.
Yes.
I'm not angry, not disappointed. You made a tactically sound decision in the interest of the galaxy, in the face of what you thought was a bad decision on my part.
I'm not offering criticism. In fact, I was hoping you'd do that. I was counting on the Sith following us here for that purpose, but your involvement made sure that their arrival was faster and more certain. She turned her attention to the datapad and began entering a message.
My only concern was destroying Abeloth. I endangered myself by bringing the Sith here.
I know.
Her task done, Vistara returned the datapad to Luke. He tucked the device and its cabling into a shadowy crease in the natural stone wall. Then he led the way down the tunnel.